It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and we're talking with Castle Heights Elementary. I have Principal Wendy Flucky on the phone and Mr. Kyle Hansen. We're going to talk about all kinds of great stuff that's going on up at Castle Heights. We've got the Spelling Bee. We've got parent-teacher conferences coming up. And then Mr. Hansen is going to talk about archery, because Castle Heights is one of those places that's just a hotbed for archery here in the Carbon County area. We're going to start with Principal Flucky first. Wendy, how are you this morning?
Well, good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, we were talking just before we came on the air about this year has probably been fairly exciting for everybody up there at Castle Heights, because you guys have had students in school the whole year. How has that affected the students? How has that affected the teachers?
Well, it's been a great thing. We are just hitting our midterm third quarter. We've been in school every single day. The students are learning. We're seeing phenomenal success with our mid-year benchmark testing. It has just been a wonderful thing to be in school, and students, teachers, parents, we are just grateful that we are here every day.
And I think that, you know, if you asked just about every educator in the school district, that, you know, it's good to be able to have the option if we had to go to, in you know, virtual learning, but the kids need to be in school. They've got to be in school. They're learning so much more. Would you say that that is the case? And have you noticed a difference from last year to this year?
I would definitely say that's the case. I do have to give it to my teachers. They've really taken the initiative to embrace technology and to do the best that they can to provide virtual learning when a student is quarantined. But it is virtual learning just dims in comparison to being in the classroom. But I do have to say my teachers have done a phenomenal job of embracing virtual learning to provide that to students as needed.
So let's start it off and you know, talk about some of the great activities that are going on there. You had a spelling bee up there recently, and you did it virtually, and you put it on YouTube. How did that go? Let's talk about that.
Well, we did do it. In fact, Kyle Hansen, who's here with me, set it up virtually, and so we were able to broadcast the link not only to parents, but also to our other classrooms, and I had a lot of positive feedback of how parents really liked that. We had more parents able to participate in the spelling bee. The classroom teachers were excited to be able to attend virtually, and it really was a success. In fact, we are thinking of doing that again next year just because it seemed to work better.
All right. Coming up, you were saying you got midterms and parent-teacher conferences are on the way. And then every time we have a parent-teacher conference, my kids knew that once we got done at parent-teacher conference, it was book fair time, right? So you've got all that coming up. Let's start talking about midterms and let's go with parent-teacher conferences as well. Those are going to be held in person, right?
They are. So yesterday was actually our midterm for third quarter, believe it or not. Our parent-teacher conferences are this coming Monday and Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd of February. And during that time, we will also be running our book fair that will be located in the gym using safety precautions. And that will be on Monday, Tuesday as well.
And then after all of that is over, you've got a science fair and you've got Dr. Seuss Week. And as I said, Dr. Seuss Week was one of my kids' favorite weeks out of the year. Let's talk about the science fair, and then let's roll that into Dr. Seuss Week and talk about some of the activities and some of the things that you've got going on around that.
Oh, you bet. Okay, so then the following week, the 1st of March, we're going to be doing Dr. Seuss Week all week long. Just met with the PTA yesterday. They have some exciting things planned. So each day there's going to be a dress-up theme. So parents need to watch for that flyer that will come home, and we'll get it posted to the website as well. So we'll be having our pajama day. We'll be having a crazy hat day, a wacky outfit day. And so they have some really fun things planned to encourage students to read.
All right. So we've got Dr. Seuss Week coming. And then another one that's going to be a lot of fun is Science Fair. Are you looking to hold this with some virtual elements, or are you going to have to do all this, you know, in person?
Well, we're kind of planning on both right now. So Science Fair will take place as the Friday just before spring break, which is the end of March. And we're planning it both ways. We hope that we'll be able to hold it in person, but it'll just depend on, you know, the health department and what we're able to do or not do. And if we need to hold it virtually, then we are making preparations to hold it virtually as well. But we would prefer to do it in person if we're able to.
All right. So plenty of great activities coming up. as we head into the last few months of school, if you can believe that.
You bet. And I did want to mention that actually tomorrow is our district spelling bee. That'll be held up at the board office. So we've got a couple of kids going from our school that's going to participate tomorrow morning in that. So we wish them nothing but the best of luck.
All right. Now, let's turn some time over to Mr. Kyle Hansen, who's the archery supervisor up there at Castle Heights. Mr. Hansen, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
You know, every time I talk to, and it's not just to Castle Heights, it seems like every school in the district, archery is just one of those activities that kids love to do. And how is the archery team at Castle Heights doing this year?
We've started out slow, but things are starting to look okay.
You know, the one amazing thing when we talk archery all the time is the amount of kids that go out. Most of the time when I've talked to them, they have more kids come out than they have spaces. Is that kind of what happened at Castle Heights this year? Is that kind of where you're at?
That's exactly what happened to us this year, and it was even more so.
Do you have any competitions that are coming up soon?
So the only one that we've got this year because of the COVID precautions is the state tournament, which will be coming up on the 20th of March, and it'll actually be here locally, which will be a little bit of a change, but that's okay. We still get to get together and shoot.
And that's going to be a great thing here. Where are they going to hold that at?
We'll be at Mount Harmon.
Oh, so we've got that coming up on the 20th of March, and is that the state? How many teams will that bring in from the state?
Each school is just competing in their home area.
Okay.
Then the Division of Wildlife, who's in charge of the program, will take the scores and put them all together and declare a winner in the end.
So we've got that coming up on the 20th, and then are they even worrying about a national competition this year?
I've heard a little bit about that. There's nothing official yet, but what they're saying is that the national event will happen virtually. Teams will shoot at their home school and send those scores in, and then they'll declare a winner from that front. But nothing official on that until March 1st.
All right. So we'll be looking forward to that and looking forward to the word of what's happening with the Castle Heights archery team. Mr. Hansen, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
For more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.